Johns Hopkins, over 300,000 people globally have recovered from coronavirus. By Nate Church on April 8, 2020. Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center announced that, as of Tuesday, over 300,000 have safely recovered from the novel coronavirus. The novel coronavirus global pandemic, which causes the illness officially classified as COVID-19 by the World Health Organization, WHO, has infected over 1.5 million in confirmed cases, though the numbers are likely much higher. Still, there is a promise of better times ahead as heroic medical professionals and first responders begin to turn the tide. The new data from Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center reports approximately 300,000 official recoveries. While China claims the higher number of recoveries at roughly 77,000, the U.S. has seen over 21,000 victories from our nearly 400,000 cases. Even so, President Donald Trump is not impressed with the work of the World Health Organization. On Tuesday, the POTUS threatened to freeze U.S. funding for WHO, saying the China-centric organization had missed the call, then called it wrong in the interest of helping China minimize their blame in the planet-wide disaster. The World Health Organization, very China-centric. As I say, basically everything was very positive for China, Trump said. Don't close your borders, they strongly recommended, that would have been a disaster. That would have been a total disaster. Moreover, President Trump continued, they called every shot wrong. They didn't want to say where coronavirus came from. For many years, we've been funding the World Health Organization. The country is preparing to move forward, though the war is far from over. As Governor Andrew Cuomo orders all flags in New York City to fly at half-staff in remembrance of the fallen, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, sees glimmers of hope. It's very sobering to see the increase in deaths. And we predicted over the weekend that this would really be a bad week. And it is. It's going to be a bad week for deaths, he said on Wednesday. But driving that, and ahead of that, is the fact that we're going to start to see the beginning of a turnaround.